The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, this is Note to Self, and I'm your host, Peyton Sarton. From Q&As and breakup tips to simply navigating every stage of life, Note to Self is a space to get messy, explore new perspectives, and ultimately empower yourself and others. Grab some wine or a mocktail, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Note to Self. This is a very exciting episode because I am here in Milwaukee recording for the first time, like actually in Milwaukee. I batch recorded some episodes pre-leaving Los Angeles just so I'd have some time to get settled here. I forgot how long it takes to get settled post-move. Like I got the car, we got Winnie here, we got the movers here. We're still buying some furniture. That's been a whole thing. Like we were like, do we rent? We're really only here for 6 months. So it's like a quick getting acclimated and then we're kind of out quickly. And we also don't know where we're moving in 6 months because we haven't decided where we want to spend Joe's off season. Anyway, all that to say, we're here in Milwaukee and let's dive into a little life update before we start today's episode, which is how I'm spring cleaning my whole fucking life because I need help. So I guess I need a reset is really what I need. And it comes at a perfect time with the move and everything. So I got here in the middle of a snow, it was snowing for like one of the only times it snowed so far in Milwaukee. I was told the weather was like pretty great this whole winter. I arrive. There was the drama with the phone. I don't know if y'all follow this drama on Instagram, but basically I was leaving Los Angeles. I had Winnie with me. She was flying with me. I'm in the Uber. I'm in like kind of a panic to get out of the Uber, but I also arrived at the airport 3 hours early. Okay. I was like, I'm getting Winnie on this flight. I was just trying to be organized. So I'm panicking a little bit, getting out of the Uber, getting all my stuff, getting the dog. I leave my phone in the Uber in the LA airport. So immediately he turns it off. Like I go to my laptop, I go up there, I realize I have lost my phone. The driver of the Uber found it and turned it off, but I could still see the location. So like I knew it was in this fucking Uber, okay? So I'm texting my number, I'm putting it on like lost mode. It's obviously off, so it's not very helpful, but somehow I could still see the GPS. So I'm watching him like go around LAX and then like pick someone up, take them to a rental car place, go to the cell phone lot, wait, go back around LAX, take someone to a hotel. I'm like, I can see you. I know it's in there. So we're doing literally just like backflips to try to get this phone back because moving across the country without my phone, it was just like not an ideal situation. So what ends up happening is like we call Uber. I'm sitting at the gate, like on the telephone from the gate agent, like leaning over. Joe is on the call with Uber help. He's like, we talked to the driver. He said it's not in there, which means he definitely stole it, which I can still see the freaking location. It's so frustrating. So finally, I was like, fuck it. We're just going to go without the phone. So we flew to Dallas first and then flew from Dallas to Milwaukee. I had to literally text on my laptop and have Joe order me an Uber at like 1 a.m. from the Milwaukee airport. Thankfully, once I got here, everyone is so insanely nice and helpful. So like people could tell I was panicking and they were literally like, do you need help? I've got Winnie. She's going fucking crazy. But we made it here. We made it here. I got it to the hotel. I stayed at the Pfister Hotel, kind of an unfortunate name for a hotel, but it was a beautiful hotel. So it was a great welcome into Milwaukee. Had a couple days there and then our furniture arrived finally at our apartment. And the apartment is so nice. The amenities are great. It's like a community. I feel like in LA, the apartment buildings I lived in, no one like actually utilized. They definitely utilized the amenities, but not like apartment events. Like people are just like every Saturday, everyone's making like sandwiches for the homeless up there, like in the apartment complex. I'm like, they're so like tight knit and everyone knows each other. So it feels like real neighbors, I guess. But so far, apartment's beautiful. We are looking at Lake Michigan from the apartment. I think it's Lake Michigan, right? It is. Okay. Yeah. I'm being told. Yes, it is. Just double check just in case. It's gorgeous. I've had a ton of people ask me on Instagram, like, where the fuck do you live? I did not expect to see like a Miami view. Like, Michigan is just so big. It looks like an ocean. It kind of like acts like an ocean. It's just massive. So it's absolutely stunning. And then what did we do next? I got my car here finally, kind of settling in, like I said. Then opening weekend was in New York City. So we went, I went to opening day, watched all the New York games. Joe didn't pitch in New York. So I just kind of was there for fun. I brought a friend for one of the games. I made a friend, Bree. Her husband is also a pitcher on the Brewers. Unfortunately, she lives in Arizona for the season because she has three children. Like, she's like a real adult. She's also younger than me with three children. I was like, the fuck? You're insane. But she's so cute. She was so nice. All the wives and girlfriends have been so, so, so nice here too. So that is definitely a blessing. New York was great. And then Joe started the game yesterday here in Milwaukee. Like many of you guys might know. Sorry, this is kind of rambling on for an intro, but we got to condense it all into one episode. So Joe got injured back in 2021. He came out of a game actually versus the Mets in New York and said his elbow was bothering him. So that led to a number of MRIs and some kind of like mini rehabs kind of situations. Then it led to a surgery to remove a bone spur so he would avoid a larger surgery and just see if the bone spur would like loosen up pressure on his arm. And then he recovered from that, which was a 6-month recovery. And then very shortly after, it was obvious that the Tommy John surgery was necessary. And that's like a really big surgery. So that is a 14-month recovery at least post-surgery. So he was out for 20 plus months. Many of y'all who are here, you know that we broke up. We got back together. It was a long, long road. The entire time I was in DC, he was injured with him. And then we were in Dallas. We moved to LA. There was so much that's gone on since the injury actually occurred. And it is crazy to see him back on the mound in the major leagues again. He's worked so hard from like not being able to use both of his arms for like a really long time. He used to have like cut his food up for him and like help him shower. And now he's back throwing 95 and absolutely killing it. So he went in yesterday. They actually ended up losing the game, but Joe pitched the first about 4 innings, allowed for no runs. So that means no one actually scored on him and allowed for 1 hit, I think. So he did a really good job. They said it's his first start in 957 days, which is wild. And of course, like I said, y'all have been here. Y'all have heard from Joe if you've listened to the podcast for a while. And then you saw us go through a breakup and kind of not being around each other for, I don't know, 9 months in that process, and then are slowly getting back together. So I feel like y'all have been here from the beginning if you've been around. And I'm just really, really proud of him for, you know, getting back to where he wanted to be. It's really hard to be in the major leagues at all. It's really hard to be in the major leagues post-injury like that too. So I'm really happy to be here, which is also why I moved to Milwaukee. I feel like I wanted to be supportive and I wanted to also just enjoy the time that we have when we don't have children and we don't have things like my friend Bree, for example. She will travel. Sometimes they have a nanny that stays at home with kids in Arizona, but she has children doing sports and going to school and all these things and animals there, like multiple animals. And they have like 4 in a house and she has to take care of so much back home. And she was like, take advantage of this time right now, like to just move around. It's such a unique experience and unique lifestyle. And baseball kind of controls obviously everything so far, but it's been fun to like work my content into baseball and stuff like that too. So I've been doing a lot of baseball outfits on social media and obviously record here. We'll have Joe on the podcast too coming up here pretty soon if I can get him in on an off day. But overall, I'm really, really happy with where we are. And I think everything that's happened to this point has kind of led us to just, we feel very lucky and grateful. And also we feel like we learned a lot. Not only he learned a lot as a player, but and how to manage situations like this. And I learned a lot about myself through both a relationship and the breakup and everything. So anyway, that's my long-winded intro. Now, when y'all are listening to this, actually, my next order of business post-moving, I'm recording this like a week early. My next order of business is to get my entire face lasered and just fix my skin. So I am going to, in a couple of days, I'm going to go get microneedling that I can't remember what they called it. Y'all can check on my Instagram because I'll post it on Instagram and on TikTok. But it's like a really deep microneedling, but it's not like microneedling with RF. I've done that before. but it's something different. It's like deeper. And then I'm doing another Moxie treatment. So I'm going to do both at one time. So I'm going to be looking freaking crazy. So I'm going to try to get some episodes recorded before that happens. Because otherwise I'm recording with no video because my face is getting burnt off, which is what I want. But I'll show y'all like the day to day on probably TikTok. I'll show you guys like the actual what my face looks like. We're doing that to address just like, I feel like I just turned 30 and I'm like, I just need to get really on it with the preventative anti-aging of it all, you know? And they're going to do my neck, which I didn't realize I had tech neck until I started a podcast and I have to watch the video of it. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Wow. I need to stop looking down at my phone so much. But I think I've had tech neck like my entire life. So that addresses that. And then we're also going to do some kind of like other skin tightening procedures for the neck. So I will keep you guys posted. Note to Self is sponsored by BetterHelp. So moving into the spring and summer seasons when we're all out and about, all getting excited for the warmer weather, I do like to pay an extra little bit of attention to my social battery life, so to speak. I will say my move from Los Angeles, where all of my friends are, to the Midwest, where I don't really know as many people, has made it easier to keep an eye on my mental health in terms of like my social battery. I think typically for me especially, it can be easy to ignore this and spread myself specifically way too thin when it comes to booking myself, so to speak, with events or social gatherings, with festival season coming up here, with a lot of different concerts and things with my friends. It's really important that I get really real about what's the right amount of socializing for me and allow myself time to recharge. One thing that's really helped me notice this is therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And like I said, moving to the Midwest has kind of been a little bit of a blessing in this sense. I have been through therapy for the last 10 years. It has absolutely changed my life. It has allowed me to be much more self-aware and also taught me to listen to myself and to honor my own feelings and emotions and set my own boundaries. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is one of my favorite things about BetterHelp because there's really no excuse to not do it. And meeting with your therapist, however often you want to meet with your therapist, it's just so convenient and easy with BetterHelp. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, which is really important because having a good therapist is a little bit like dating. You really need to find your person, you know, and I like that BetterHelp prioritizes this and makes the process of switching therapists easy if that's what you're feeling. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/note to self today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/note to self. While we were talking about spring cleaning and upgrading our lives, kind of resetting, decluttering, and then building like a spring wardrobe, to be specific on my end at least, imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Quince is one of my favorite sponsors and a website that I happen to end up on quite a lot. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for just $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So this is a purchase you can feel really, really good about from price to like the way it's actually made. I absolutely love companies like this. So partnering with Quince has been such a dream. I have a number of sweaters from Quince that I like cycle out of my wardrobe weekly. And then I also have a lot of the washable silk. Washable silk has absolutely changed my life because I love silk, but I'm not taking it to the dry cleaner. So that is such a good option if you're like me. And then also the 14 karat gold jewelry. Those are just classics. It's kind of what my everyday jewelry is built off of, is a 14 karat gold piece. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Payton for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Payton to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Payton. Let's talk about how I'm spring cleaning my life. I've broken it down into like four different categories. I wrote some notes on my phone. You'll know how I love to do that. So let's talk about how you and I, if you choose to participate, are spring cleaning our lives. For starters, I am still doing my 75 soft challenge. That was an episode a little further back. You can just go on. If you're on Spotify, you can scroll all the way up to the top and search in the search bar any topic you want. And then the episodes will come up based on that topic. So like, for example, if you want to listen to Ask P episodes and only Ask P's, just type in Ask P and they'll all come up. I'm glad y'all love those, by the way. I get a lot of comments about those or DMs. So I'm still doing the 75 soft. So I think it's like a nice morning and evening routine kind of built into that to make my everyday just feel better. I'm loving, by the way, my Dr. Dennis Gross LED mask. I've been doing some research to make sure that's a good one. And so far, it looks like it's a really good one. And I don't want to spend any money on another one. There is one that's like $3,000 that's so nice, but it's also humongous and I can't like move with it. And also, do I want to pay $3,000 for that? I really don't think so. I'm trying to like figure out what that brand is so I can like start bothering them via DM maybe. they don't give a fuck. They're like, no, pay for the mask. Anyway, so we're going to talk about this. We're starting with physical health. We'll move to mental health and then home. And then we'll talk about new routines that I'm establishing. Well, let's start by why I want to spring clean. I think I love a restart. I love a reset. I love a reinvention, if you will. So in the beginning of the year, we're all on a high. We're all really excited about our new goals, our vision boards, the things like that. If you're like me, you love a vision board. I love it. I'm a Pinterest fanatic. Okay. I think there's like begins to be a lull around this time and I need like a re-up of motivation and inspiration. And for me, that comes with some kind of like purging typically because I just have too much stuff like many of us do, I'm sure. So I like things to get cleaned literally and then mentally also more figuratively cleaned. And I just want a little bit of a reset, almost like a restart to the new year as well. So that's what I feel spring cleaning is to me, and it's such a good time to do it. So when it comes to physical health, I need to get on this. Okay. I will say turning 30, that was like a mark for me to be like, all right, you need to get on your shit. Let's just get things checked out to prevent anything in the future. So I found this service called Malla. It's M-A-L-L-A. I don't know if it's in every single city, so you'll have to look it up and see if it's available to you. But when I was living in Los Angeles, it was available to me. So you become a member if you want. I don't remember how much it is per month. It's like $60 a month or something like that. And it's really helpful to start with their blood test. So I think the member price for a blood test is like a little less than $300. They come to you. The phlebotomist comes to you, to your house, draws the blood. It was super easy, super fast. I usually pass out when I get my blood drawn. I actually didn't this time, which was great. Maybe it was because I was like more comfortable in my own house or something. I'm not sure. After that happens, 7 to 10 days later, they send you an assessment of your blood draw from hormones to like heart health and blood health and all these things. And they kind of explain more about it. And then you schedule an appointment with a professional to actually go over all your levels and make sure you understand what those levels represent. And then also show you how you can fix anything or improve things that you need to improve. And I think that's where that membership price comes in, because then you go through the months and you reevaluate and reevaluate and reevaluate. So I just thought it was really great in terms of the pricing. Like I had never really seen anything priced out that way. I felt like getting my blood drawn and getting tests and things like that can be so expensive. So I was just happy to pay. They came to my house in like 2 days and then they had my results pretty quickly too. So I love so far my experience with Malla. I need to talk to someone about my certain levels. There was nothing in there that was like crazy, crazy stressing me out. Besides, I'm just going to HIPAA myself or something. I talk about my own health secrets on the podcast all the time. I personally have extremely high estrogen levels, like very high, which makes sense because I'm stressed out literally all the time. And also that really inhibits progesterone. And that also makes sense for my life in terms of like my cycle being irregular and all that stuff. In terms of fertility, though, it was really nice to see that everything's in check there besides this estrogen situation, which can affect your cycle, which can affect you getting pregnant. And there's ways to change it, but I'm looking to doing it more naturally just because Joe and I aren't like trying to have a baby right now, but in the near future, that's kind of the goal. So I need to just kind of get on that. So it's nice to be aware. And there's something about the awareness that did scare me at first. Like I was scared to check it just if something was going to be bad, but it's kind of changed the way that I live my life a little bit. I was told that I need to like cut down on caffeine probably for hormone levels and for just like blood levels. So, and like heart health and things like that, like all that kind of goes together. So in terms of like stressing your body hormone wise, there's like sugar, there's caffeine, and then there's alcohol, which all affects your liver. So for me, I have, since I got my blood drawn, just completely switched to decaf coffee. I've not really had caffeine since. I love the ritual of coffee, but I'm not like a big, like I don't love the way it makes me feel anyway. So it was a really easy fix to make, especially when I saw in my blood test, like how real that change could really be and how it could really help me out when I take my blood test the next time, which is great because you have like a goal in mind and you know where you're at now. Though I will say I was so nervous to receive these results because like, I don't know, you never fucking know. So I got really scared, but I think it was something I needed to do. So I highly recommend when it comes to your physical health, the spring cleaning of it all, get the blood draw. It was nice. It made me feel like validated and good in a lot of ways. And then it showed me what I need to work on, which is great. It was very doable. Also like pap smear, normal things like that, I'll normally get checked. I just realized I need to make the doctor's appointments, which is annoying for me right now because I'm on California insurance and like they don't take that a lot of places here in Wisconsin or literally anywhere. So I'm gonna have to figure that out about where we're moving and next and like what insurance I need to be on. Do we need to fly back to LA and do all my stuff there? Also, this is your reminder to go to the dentist. And I'm talking to myself. I need to go to the fucking dentist. That would be a great spring cleaning physically for me to do. And then let's see what else I have on this list. I honestly didn't memorize it. So, okay. Beyond the blood draw, that kind of showed me what I need to do supplement-wise. So I've gotten on a new batch of supplements. And let me tell you a hot tip that is helping me so much because I hate taking supplements. I fucking hate it. So in the morning, I keep my seed probiotic literally right next to my bed. You take it on an empty stomach. So I just every morning get up and take that without thinking about it. Then I bought these little reusable pill pouches. They're like the plastic pill pouches. They're from Amazon. I have them in my Amazon shop if you would like to see the exact ones I have. But I bought like a pack of, I don't even know, like 24 to 48, something like that. And I put all of my supplements that have been prescribed to me essentially by someone who looked at my blood test. So I know exactly what I should be taking. I'm not guessing, which is also why I don't tell you guys what I'm taking because I don't want you to listen to like a random influencer on the internet and then like, and really take it to heart what I am personally taking. Cause one, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm not a doctor and any influencer who pretends like they know because they read some stuff online, don't trust them. Okay. Just a PSA. All right. Talk to someone who knows what's going on because you're either going to be taking the wrong thing or wasting your money on something that's just not even effective or working there or that you don't need. So I don't really share what I'm taking typically besides that probiotic because I think everyone can kind of benefit from that. So I have all my supplements in these little plastic bags and I'll just grab one in the morning and take them. It makes it so easy. I hate like the pill containers. I don't like, I have to refill them every week. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to forget and I'm not going to take the supplements because I'm not going to take them out of each of their little things. I have to make my life with things like this that I don't want to do, I have to make it easy to do them. So the pill pouches, great. When I'm on the go, when I'm traveling, I just grab a couple and I get the reusable ones so I can feel a little bit better about not having so much plastic around. But highly recommend that. So the supplements are huge for me. And then when I was talking about my skin earlier, getting on like an actual routine. So I went out and bought this procedure I'm getting. I bought three of them and I'm going to do them like 5 weeks from each other. I have all of them already booked and planned and I'm paying for everything up front. Not cheap, but for me, I think it's going to be helpful preventative wise down the line to save money on a lot of other things when like aging actually starts to hit and you have to get more Botox and more of this and more of that. I'm just trying to get ahead of it. And I'm noticing like discoloration, a little bit of skin laxity where I didn't see it before. So we're just going to address it now. And also for my job, it's kind of a write-off. So I'm into that. So the skin appointments are really important. Lastly, for physical health, I reconnected with my trainer from Los Angeles. Her name is Chelsea Rose Health on Instagram. You can become a member of her program. And she has a bunch of different challenges that you have access to, but you also get based on like the questionnaire you fill out about the foods you like, that you don't like, the foods that you feel like you need to eat, all of your goals, all of your workout goals, what you currently do. You fill out this huge questionnaire And then you can become the monthly member and she'll give you 3 to 5 exercises a week, depending on what you want to do and based on your own goals. So I take that into my gym here in the apartment that I live in. And it's been really great to be on a schedule. I was talking to someone about this yesterday and I talk so much about strength training because one, dealing with hormone imbalances and stuff like that, I know from professionals who have actually had on the podcast before that this is what you need to do to maintain healthy hormone levels in a lot of ways, to not spike cortisol, things like that, and help also with like anti-aging and all of those things. Workout is so good for that. But when I was training with Chelsea religiously in Los Angeles, which by the way, the membership is like worth, or it costs as much as like one training session with her in person, which is great. Also, you can see on the back end, like as you go through the workout, you can like click through and like say like what weight you did on each one. You can make notes about like, hey, I did like this, I didn't like this. There's a video how to do each thing on the app, like, or it's not really an app, but I guess it's a website, but on the website as you go through. And she's very easy to like get a hold of if you have questions and things like that too. So I got on this because when I first started working out with her, it was one of the first workouts that I did consistently over time. And typically, because I just liked going to see Chelsea and like we chatted and it was part of my little morning routine, I only went twice a week to her and barely did anything else outside of lifting weights. And my body changed so much in just, I would say, 2 months. And then by the 3-month mark, I was like looking probably the best I ever looked in my life. So I am back on that with 3 workouts a week. And y'all know me, I'm very like, honestly, give myself too much grace. If I miss a workout, like it's fine. I'll be okay. But I'm kind of addicted to like having the structure and then also like knowing that this does work for me and weight training works for everyone. So getting on a new good workout regimen has been great for this like reset, because I think in the beginning of the year when I did my like beginning of the year episode, I was more like I was focusing on other goals and I was giving myself a lot of grace when it came to working out because so much was moving and going crazy and stuff. And I also hate so many different types of exercise. So definitely get on a workout schedule, whatever works for you. Like I said, some people love, like, I'm not a big solid core girl anymore. I'll say it. All right. I will say it. I don't like it anymore. There's something about it. It stresses me out. It's like SoulCycle. It stresses me out and I don't need to be stressed. I want to like just be in the gym, listening to a podcast, lifting weights, seeing the actual, I like to see myself get stronger. I think that's the thing. Like having weights get easier to lift is, that's fun for me. So whatever works for you, get back on that schedule and schedule out your workouts. I, even though mine are, I don't go to a class, I do schedule them out in my Google Calendar. You'll know I'm a Google Calendar girl. I love it. If there is one thing my friends, my people, and I love on the weekend and sometimes during the week, it's an ice cold hard seltzer. But I'm very specific with my hard seltzer, which is why I'm really excited to partner with Truly. And Truly happens to be shaking things up with their new party pack. Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mix packs, berry, and new party pack. So the party pack has a flavor for everyone, making it perfect for you and your friends. With 4 fan favorite flavors, including brand new raspberry, it's got a little something for everyone. My favorite, by the way, is watermelon. I thought it was raspberry, but the watermelon, y'all, it's next level. You'll have to try it. You can bring Truly's anywhere, bring it to wine night, bring it to book club. I might have made my movers move my party pack of Truly with all of my stuff to Wisconsin, and I did crack open a cold Truly once they actually left. It felt right. It felt right. Each flavor is super light, crazy refreshing, and made with real fruit juice. With only 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can, Truly is the perfect drink to keep you on track with your New Year's resolution, unless your resolution was to have less fun. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer, keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. All right, I will be completely honest. I am one of those people who typically leans toward, you know, hey, I don't have enough time to prioritize wellness in my life. If I have a busy day, my wellness routine is the first thing to fall by the wayside. I have come across Alo Moves in the last couple of years, and that has really changed my mindset and my outlook on wellness day to day. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. And that's a huge thing for me because sometimes I really don't want to do much and I just like will turn on a little short class and just do something really simple and quick. And it'll always make me feel better without having to commit to like a super long class. If you're trying to get a good sweat in, you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or you can find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. When it comes to sleep, it's just as important as fitness and nutrition. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I was actually lucky enough to go on a trip with Alo Moves last year to Hawaii. It was amazing. And we did all of these like little samplings of what is on the app. My absolute favorite were the meditations. So that's something everyone can kind of implement in their day to day. Every single day we did a meditation from the app and it was truly transformative, life-changing. It's something that I feel like everyone needs to have in their life, as well as the affirmations as well. And then also I really like the yoga flows. I'm not typically a yoga girl, but I've been trying to incorporate it more in my life. And I plan to do that as we move into the summertime. And Alo Moves is the go-to for that. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code NOTE for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code NOTE, alomoves.com, code NOTE. Okay, moving on to mental health. I have so much anxiety, obviously. We've talked about this a lot. I noticed that for me, because I have so much anxiety, I'm used to it. So I will put things off forever that I shouldn't be putting off because I have anxiety about them. But then I'm like, I don't really care because I'm used to anxiety and like, it's fine. Then I realized, Peyton, like, what if you did them and then you didn't have to have the anxiety about them? I do realize there's always something else. There's always fucking something when you're an adult. There's the car and the apartment and the insurance and the health and the dog and now the baseball games and the work and the taxes and all this shit. But if I create structure around these things, like becoming an LLC and getting and hiring an accountant to help me with these things, it will be better. I just put it off forever because I'm like, whatever. What's another thing to add to the list of things I'm anxious about? Who cares? Now I'm taking baby steps to actually get things done. I need to get, for example, my license renewed. That's something I need to do for a while now, but I'm like, whatever, I'll just be anxious about it. And if I get fined, I get fined. Like, it doesn't matter. But like, just get the license renewed. You know what I mean? So I need to really, I've created a list. Like every week, there's like a big task that I need to get done that really could be probably done in one day if I was a normal person, but I'm a psycho, I think. So I have like the full week to do the task in like little increments, you know? So it's like that task is dedicated. Like this week, my taxes, that's my task. I need to get all the information for my taxes. I know I'm not going to do it in one day. So if I set aside a little time per day, and typically what I do is I sit down for that little amount of time and I'm kind of on a roll and then I get it done. And then I'm like, wait, I could have done that like such a long time ago. That was so easy. So for me to help my mental health, I need to accomplish the tasks that I've been putting off. I'm also looking at this as a time to reset some goals. So in the beginning of the year, I had more personal goals. And now that I'm more settled here in Milwaukee, distractions in my personal life are not a thing anymore because I don't live by all of my best friends anymore. So it's not like Iman's going to text me and be like, let's go to Thunderbird on a Tuesday. And I'm going to be like, fuck, it's Taco Tuesday. They're cheap. We got to go. So I don't have those distractions anymore. And there's not necessarily like, I feel like LA, there was a lot of different events that I felt like I should go to because if I work with a brand, I should go and support. And like, it also seeds, I mean, that's one, a good thing about it. It seeds partnerships in the future with brands when you meet them face to face, which has been helpful throughout my career. But for me, I don't have those distractions anymore. Those aren't really an option unless I go to Chicago or something for the day. So I'm spending a lot of time being kind of bored, which also means I'm getting those tasks done that I've been putting off because I was so busy before. And I've learned how to more like for podcasts, we were batch recording before I left. So I'm learning to like schedule things out and just be so much more structured, which is helping my anxiety so much. I knew that would happen, but I just didn't want to do it. So another thing I'm doing for my mental health, I need to start a new book of a different genre than I normally read. So I read a lot of like modern American literature, like the Kurt Vonnegut of it all, which is great and insightful and beautiful. And he's a genius, but also it can be incredibly, it's not depressing. I find it realistic, but a lot of the times people say that what I think is realistic is like pretty depressing. Joe and I just had a conversation about this and my intrusive thoughts like last night. And I was just telling him all the horrible things I think every single day. And he's like, you are like not okay. I'm like, yeah, thanks. I need to be medicated. But I think with the Kurt Vonnegut of it all and that type of writing and Chuck Palahniuk, one of my favorite books is Invisible Monsters. If you haven't read it, you should. I don't know if everyone likes that style of writing, but it's pretty dark, but it's to me illuminates so much about humanity and I find it so interesting. But I could really take maybe just like a light-hearted book where I could learn something, like something tangible. You know what I mean? So it's not so like metaphorical, I guess. I'm not really into the fantasy and the I read a little bit of the Taylor Jenkins Reid series, like her books. Yes, it's not a series. They're separate books. I liked them, but I don't think that's something I would typically read. I need it to be productive. So I need to find something good to read. That's on my next thing. I really like that book that's like however many number essays to change the way you think. I like things in shorter snippets like that because I can read a couple of them and I feel good about it. I told Joe in my nighttime routine, I'm trying to do like 10, I think it was like 10 to 15 pages that I said, I'm going in between 10 to 15. Sometimes I read a little more, sometimes a little bit less. But I need to find a good new book that's going to help me with like my outlook on life rather than like Kurt Vonnegut talking about Slaughterhouse-Five and like talking about war and stuff like that and how it illuminates like the darkness of humanity and the irony of it all. Because that's what I think about every day of my life. Joe's like, you were so fun to talk to. So a new book is going to be good for my mental health. And then lastly, dare I say, a vision board. This just makes me happy. This is just a little fun activity to do when I'm sitting around, when I'm waiting on something. I'm always on Pinterest with my vision board. I like a physical one though. So I go on Pinterest and then I print them all out, all the photos out at like a Walgreens or something. And then we're good to go. I pin it above my desk and I will like swap things out as I move forward. So I started one at the beginning of the year that I love. I'll probably add some more stuff to it. But vision boards are the best. I put one on my phone too, and also on my desktop screensaver. So dare I say, whenever I'm sad, I really just make a vision board, like about my reinvention. I'm reinventing constantly. All right. So now we're on to home. This is a literal spring cleaning. The move helped with this. Getting rid of clothes has been a huge process for me because there's just so fucking many of them. So I've got some stuff listed on Poshmark. I have actually left a lot of clothes with my assistant that I had in Los Angeles, Alexis. She's doing the Poshmark for me with those clothes. And that's just my name is the closet name at Peyton Sarton. She'll update those regularly and I'll let y'all know on Instagram when the closet's updated. And then otherwise, just giving clothes away has been huge for me in the last like month or so, just trying to get everything out. I really like to declutter. I hate clutter. And I feel like with the nature of my job, I get sent a lot of things and then things just get so intensely cluttered, which I'm grateful for, but I'm also just like, it's too much. So I'm trying to get rid of things actively. So I think that would be a great thing for you if you're looking to declutter your life. Obviously, there's multiple ways to sell things online. Another thing I've been using, and I've talked about it so much, I talked about it at my friend Danielle and Brooke's podcast recently too, Gals on the Go, is Pickle. So it's not really decluttering, but it's helpful for you as a user because you can rent clothes from other girls for special events and things like that. So you don't necessarily need to have new stuff and buy new stuff in your closet. And they've got some nice stuff on there, like designer pieces, bags. You can basically rent anything. And then for me, I also use it to like rent out my own stuff, things that I don't really necessarily want to get rid of quite yet that I really like or I've only worn once or something. It's great. I use it all the time. So Pickle's great if you want to avoid after the declutter getting, you know, too much new per event. Also, I remembered the other day I need to throw out my expired products. And it is kind of sad because I'm like, normally I would use this past expiration, but it's just not good for your skin. So throw out those products. This is your reminder to go through and throw out your expired products and just do a little replenish if you need to. Another thing, just decluttering in general. Again, the move helped with this. There was so much just like random shit I had in my apartment. I actually used the Facebook group Buy Nothing when I was in LA. So I gave away a lot of stuff on that, like my coffee table, my microwave, just like random shit that I wasn't going to bring. I just put it up there and someone was at my house like within 24 hours to come grab it. I also, when I was moving out, I kind of scheduled everything. Like I sold my couch, for example, and then I just like gave away all this stuff. I scheduled all that to happen basically when the movers got there. So I didn't feel like I needed to sleep in my apartment another night and like people knew where I lived. Because honestly, not the most secure apartment of all time, let me tell you. Okay, another thing I needed a reminder of, and again, this was great with the move. So I didn't do some of these things, but deep cleaning. Now you could hire someone to do it if you want, but honestly, it's pretty easy to like clean your fridge and clean your freezer and stuff like that. We changed our like HVAC stuff in the apartment. One thing I forget to clean typically like week to week is the dishwasher and the washing machine. So like I got these things on Amazon. They're these little like pellet things. Like they're really small little like tabs almost. And then you just put them in, let's say the washing machine, and you wash on high and it cleans out the inside of the washing machine. There's also one for the dishwasher. So stuff like that, cleaning out the pantry, cleaning out the fridge, just dusting where I don't normally, baseboards, things like that. When we moved in the apartment, it was pretty clean already, but now we're kind of like maintaining that level of cleanliness, especially with the dog, because it can get dirty fast if you let it. So we are big cleaners right now. And Joe's like, he's so weirdly clean. Joe just like on his off days will like smoke a J and then like clean the entire house. And I'm like, okay, this is exactly what I wanted. Like we call him the crumbs police. If he sees a single crumb on the ground, he's vacuuming for 40 minutes to the point where I'm like, can you actually stop? Like I need a moment without the vacuum going. But I feel like I'm blessed for that. I feel like I hear a lot of women be stressed about their boyfriends or partners or husbands or whatever not pitching in. I don't pitch in. Joe's like cooking, he's cleaning, he's doing all the stuff, and he's working. It's great. I'm living the life over here. All right. Lastly, just a little nice touch. Go buy yourself some flowers. You deserve it. Because I've been obsessed kind of with the Trader Joe's flower section. I know this is obvious. I know we do it a lot. Okay. I like a local florist when I can, if I'm being fancy, but kind of getting creative with floral arrangements has been really fun. Like week to week, they're also really cheap. There's also a lot of videos on TikTok that can help you create a cool arrangement yourself. And then you kind of feel proud of yourself. When I say kind of, I mean, you really feel proud. I feel proud of myself when I do that. And it's kind of cheap, like I said. So that's been great. Also, another thing we did that's kind of like, I guess, recluttering in a way. We did a big Costco run. And the anxiety that left my body once we left Costco with all of those things, we did spend quite a lot of money because I was doing girl math when I was buying these things. And Joe was doing, it's going on his credit card math. So there were some discrepancies there, but we did spend a fuck ton of money. But I think overall, we're going to save money. And that's what girl math is, obviously. So we are stocked up on all the goods. We don't need to go back to the store for so many things, just like the little things here and there, like a Trader Joe's run or a Whole Foods run or something. But that was great. So if you're a Costco member, one, you should be. It's pretty inexpensive and it saves you so much money. I got my new tires on my car recently. We're going to do a car detailing soon because I did get the car shipped. It's like everything's just getting like refurbished. You know what I mean? I honestly need to get a new car. I haven't had one in years. I've been driving that same car since I was 22. So for the last 8 years. I like it still. So I might not get a new car soon, but Joe's on me about getting a new car. That would be a move for sure. All right. So lastly, we'll talk about my routines. Post turning 30, I feel like I said, I just want to be more of an adult. I spent my entire 20s being just like a raging, I worked a lot. Like I worked really hard. Okay. But I also played really hard and I can't do the same thing anymore. I went to dinner last night. I had 2 martinis. Okay. Martinis are like a dirty martini. That's a lot of vodka. So I'll say that. But I had 2 martinis. I woke up this morning and I felt like ass. And I'm like, how did I black out every weekend of my entire 20s? And I can't even take down 2 martinis now. Something has happened. And I know everyone talks about that and it's annoying to hear when it's not happening to you. But I'm telling y'all, enjoy it while you can, because this is misery. And I want to have a fun martini with my friends. But now I'm like casually drinking, which has never happened to me before, to be quite honest, because I literally have to. So I want to be more of an adult. And one thing for me that adults do is they wake up early. It's not cute when I roll out of bed at 10 a.m. anymore. I'm 30 years old. I need to get my life together. Also, I can't because Winnie is on me at 7:35 in the morning, every single morning, exactly ready to go out. So I need to wake up earlier, which means I need to go to sleep earlier. So for my routines, they really haven't changed that much. I do need to get like everything set up here in Milwaukee with my red lights and all the stuff. But I've shifted everything to earlier, and that's been really hard for Joe and I both because we're both night owls, but we're shifting everything to earlier. With the season and everything, especially spring training, he had to get up earlier. He was just like not sleeping as much, and sleep has been incredibly important to me in the last couple of months, just realizing how much it helps hormones and just your health in general. So I'm trying to get 9 hours of sleep a night. I'm at 8 right now, so I think we're good there. But I've heard that for women, you actually need 9 because all the studies about sleep were always done on men and they weren't acclimated to our hormone levels. So I'm trying to get 9 hours of sleep a night. That's allegedly what the new studies show. Have I seen these studies? No. I just heard about it on TikTok. And do I believe it? Yeah, because I want to sleep 9 hours a night. It actually does really help me. I feel like I don't feel rested after 8 hours. So that's my goal. Go to bed much earlier, well before midnight, which is like me even 3 months ago would have been like, fuck no, I have too much to do. But now I live in Milwaukee and I don't have all the distractions, like I said. So I can do the stuff I need to do during the daytime rather than going to a bunch of stuff and then working at night, basically. So that's really what the routine establishment. It's just kind of to start each day off on a good foot. And I feel like that's part of the spring cleaning. Kind of mentally, I could have added that in there, is deciding who I wanted to be, basically, which is an adult. And then said, what does an adult do? Okay, they do X, Y, and Z things. They get their life together. They take care of things. They're responsible. They wake up early. So I'm just implementing these little things to become what I want to be, which is a real adult, because I'm being forced, because it's not cute to be it, not have your life together. You can't be like a hot mess at 30 years old, or at least I feel like that. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. I had my 20s to be a hot mess, get it together. So that's really all my spring cleaning I'm doing to spring clean my life. Let me know if I missed anything, or if you guys have any things that you do to spring clean your life and just jumpstart everything, kind of reevaluate and reinvigorate your life, if you will. Other than that, you guys can keep updated with me on Instagram at Peyton Sarton, on TikTok at Peyton Sarton. I'm hiring someone new, hopefully, to help me with the note to self social media, because it's just been, I mean, me having an Instagram, a TikTok, a YouTube channel, and the podcast, and then the podcast having its own YouTube stuff, its own TikTok, and its own Instagram has been an interesting, I just tried to do it all myself. It's literally impossible. So that's all coming soon too. You guys can check up with that. It's all in the description, by the way, all of these links. I have my Amazon linked in the description as well. And we're also working on new merch. So I cannot wait to share that with you guys. The Lucky merch, by the way, we stopped making it. It's kind of on hold right now. We're kind of in talks with some brands about some kind of partnerships for that too. So hopefully it will be coming back. But this next set of merch, I'm really, really excited for as well. So thank you guys so much for listening. And I will talk to you guys next week. Thank y'all so much for listening to today's episode. You can catch a new episode of Note to Self every Thursday. Please, please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the good stuff. I always want to hear from you, so please leave a rating and review if you have a sec. Follow Note to Self on social for all the behind the scenes action and more info about the show at NTS by PS on Instagram and at Note to Self Pod on TikTok. And I'll talk to y'all next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.